In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is born. Christ is baptized. We've been blessed, brothers and sisters, and challenged this year with two power-packed and grace-packed festal weekends, with a Monday Christmas and this weekend's Theophany Nativity combo. For Orthodox Christians who are connected to the church and are paying attention, the holiday season does not conclude with New Year's. It does not conclude with New Year's. It concludes with the Feast of Epiphany, the Theophany, the manifestation of God. We link Christmas and Theophany, as indeed was the case in the early church, where in many places in the early church the two feasts were combined as one. Two revelations of God, both celebrations worthy of our full attention, And as we say to a deaf an often dumb world, behold, the 12 days of Christmas. The 12 days of Christmas between Christmas and Epiphany. As a priest of the church, there's not much I can do about the deaf and dumb world, the world not listening, though we are all missionaries. But when the church is deaf, when the Christians are seemingly brain dead to their own tradition, and practice, then I will raise my voice a bit. The church, brothers and sisters, should have been packed yesterday. Yesterday, if you were not working, even if you had the choice between yesterday and today, you should have skipped today. Been in church yesterday. Yesterday was the great feast of Theophany, of the revelation of God, the Trinity, of God as Trinity, the true God we Christians believe in. The inconvenience of the convenient Saturday feast. What else could you have possibly been doing that was blessed? One family has a sick child. One young woman in the church is very sick. What else could we have possibly been doing? Make a note for your next confession, if you were not here yesterday, that you were indifferent to the church holy day. That I am indifferent to the church holy days. I am with the world, not the kingdom. And it's understood that for most of us, the fact of today, January 7th, being old calendar Christmas, is a matter of continued indifference, of no significance. So you should have been in church yesterday and could have stayed home today if you were at all paying attention. When we look at the birth of Christ, yes, we behold the birth of the leader of our religion, but we see much more. We see what is in the Holy Scriptures about him. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. That the pre-existent Son and Word of God became a man born of the Virgin Mary, and he is the new Adam. And that's how the church understands what's happening with Jesus Christ. There's the old Adam and the new Adam. The old Adam was defective. The new Adam comes to replace the old. We all understand what a model is. We're fascinated with models in our time. A model is what we value as the ideal, as near perfection in the human form. Jesus is the new model of a human being. He's the new model of a human being. We read of this in the important fifth chapter of Romans, which compares the old Adam to the new. He says, St. Paul says, if by one man sin entered the world, and by sin death, so death passed upon all men, for all that have sinned. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, as Adam did, who is the figure of him that was to come. The old Adam is the figure of the new Adam who is to come. For through the offense of one, of the old Adam, many are dead. Much more the grace of God, the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. The new Adam and the old Adam. If by one man's offense death reigned by one, the old Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. By one judgment came into the world, by the other came righteousness and the free gift of justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. By the disobedience of the old Adam, the world, the human race fell. By the obedience and righteousness of the new Adam, the human race is restored. So, brothers and sisters, we are called to attach ourselves, our life, to the new Adam, Jesus Christ. As we read in 1 Corinthians 15, another important section. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, Christ, was a quickening spirit. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. The old Adam, the new Adam. As is the earthly, such are they that are earthly. As is the heavenly, such also are they that are heavenly. If you're with the old Adam, you're of the earth. If you're with the new Adam, you're attached, connected to heaven. St. Paul says, so as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. How do we do this? We go from the earthly to the heavenly through the life of the church. We are united to the new Adam. We are united to the new life, to the new improved, restored, healed, elevated, sanctified, potentially sanctified, new human race through the new Adam, Jesus Christ. We, born of the old earthly Adam, are reborn through baptism into the new Adam. That's what it's about. In a few weeks, we're going to baptize a baby who has been given, who has a new life of this earth, will be given the new life of the new Adam in baptism. A new race, literally a new human race. All the talk about race in our society, the Christian race, the elevated race that includes all the Jews and Gentiles who will come to the Lord, are God's people, are God's race of the new Adam, reborn through baptism, reborn of water and the Spirit. The passions and works of the old Adam are still fight within us. That's why we have confession. The church understands that we're still struggling to totally access and fulfill our life in the new Adam. There has been a reset, as we like to say. The whole human race was reset with the coming of Jesus Christ. We are born again of water and the Spirit into the new life of Christ, into the new Adam. The Lord's baptism is a reminder of our own. We bless the holy water the same as we bless the baptismal water. It's the same water. It's the same process. It's the same prayers. If we are cut off from the church, we are cut off from the new Adam. We are cut off from life. We are cut off from the new race of humanity. If we do not choose to live our life in the new Adam, we will revert to the old. God has come to us in his birth. He has had solidarity with us in his baptism as the sign that he takes our sinful condition upon himself and purifies it and cleanses it, and takes us to himself to lift us from the earth to the heavenly. We have been lifted from the earth to the heaven. Indeed, let us remember which way to look, which is to look up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is born. Christ is baptized. Joyous feast day.